Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is boycotting his impeachment trial, choosing instead to defend himself in national media interviews. But his voice still echoed through the Illinois State Senate chamber yesterday. That's where the prosecutor played tapes of the governor's conversations that were secretly recorded by FBI wiretaps. NBR's David Shaper has this report.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Chances are many phone conversations between Governor Rod Blagojevich and his brother Rob started this way. But federal prosecutors say this call was all about money. Brother Rob is chairman of Blagojevich's campaign fund, and prosecutors allege Rob is telling the governor about the status of a hefty campaign contribution they want from the owner of a couple of Illinois horse racing tracks.
He's going to give you, no, he didn't get it, but he's, you know, I'm good for it. I got to just decide what accounts to get it out of. And Lon's going to talk to you about some sensitivities legislatively tonight when he sees you with regard to timing of all of this.
Right, but before the end of the year, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
This call was recorded in mid-November. Prosecutors contend Governor Blagojevich was in a rush to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for his campaign fund before new campaign finance restrictions went into effect January 1st. It's a point they say Blagojevich emphasizes again in the call.
Okay, so, but clearly before the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
The criminal charges against the governor allege he was extorting this campaign contribution by refusing to sign legislation that would benefit the horse racing industry until he received the donation from the racetrack owner. In conversations with a lobbyist identified as Lon Monk, Blagojevich's former chief of staff, Monk calls Blagojevich to tell him he just met with the racetrack owner to remind him of his commitment to the governor. The next day, Blagojevich is asking whether he should give the racetrack owner a call. Monk responds, quote, "It might be better if you do, from a pressure point of view."
I'll call him and say, yeah, and we want to do an event downstate. We hope to do this. We can get together and start picking some dates to do a set bill sign.
Moments later, the lobbyist adds this.
I'm telling you, he's going to be good for it. I got this faith.
Blagojevich responds, good. Prior to the tapes being played, FBI agent Daniel Kane, who oversaw the wiretapping of Governor Blagojevich, testified the voice and the words are that of Blagojevich. Kane also testified that other comments attributed to Blagojevich are accurate, too, such as when he allegedly called the Senate seat vacated by President Obama a bleeping valuable thing. In continuing his blitz of media interviews, Blagojevich doesn't deny making these comments, but he says the excerpts are being taken out of context. The recordings did seem to make an impression on the jury for his impeachment trial, Illinois state senators.
I think it kind of grabs you when you hear the voice.
You know, the live tape, clearly, if nothing else, led to better theater here today.
But Republicans Dave Luchtefeld and Kirk Dillard and other senators say they won't offer a judgment until after they've heard all the evidence in the impeachment trial, which continues today. David Shaper, NPR News in Springfield, Illinois.